Welcome to the Out of Chicago podcast. I'm Chris Smith, and this is the show where we talk about everything Chicago photography and on the road photography as well, because we just got back from New York City. It was the Out of New York Photography Conference, and we had an amazing time. We met new friends. We shot at new locations. We brought some of our old instructors to shoot these great places, and we got new instructors from New York, and they were awesome. And I don't know, I said that it'd be a once in a lifetime experience, and it really was, and that we would probably never head back to New York City again. Man, it was a difficult event to plan to go to a new city, especially a place like Manhattan. But everyone had such a great time. You never know, maybe 2018. I don't know. I really don't know right now. But maybe again, it was a ton of fun, and we would love to have you join us if we do it again. But in 2017, we've already got it figured out. We got three big events coming up. We've got a winter conference. We're going to do the Out of Chicago Winter Conference. It's February 18th and 19th. It's going to be in Grays Lake, Illinois at the College of Lake County. And we're going to be doing all sorts of indoor shooting, and we're going to do a lot of portrait photography. So if you're into doing portraits, whether it's weddings or families or whatever you do, fashion, we're going to have a ton of stuff. We'll have models. We'll have all sorts of stuff going on. But we're also going to be doing a lot of general photography, and it's kind of like a little cabin fever thing. You know, it's in the middle of February. You've been cooped up. Well, we're going to show you some things that you can do for some really fun photography that you can do kind of right in your basement, in your living room. We're going to do things like water drop photography that we did with Nick Sennett last year. We will do maybe smoke photography. Like I said, we'll have lots of models set up. We're going to make this because our goal is to really give you an experience. We want to learn, of course, but we don't want to put you in a classroom and just sit there for the entire time. So we're going to be learning, but then we're going to be shooting as well. So if the weather's okay, last year at the winter conference, it was actually one of the nicest days all winter. We could have been out shooting. If it's nice, we might do a little bit of that, but we're going to teach like architecture photography. I want to take people and shoot the wonderful staircase that's there. I got some great shots last year of that, and we'll talk about shooting interiors. We'll talk about shooting. We can go shoot the exterior. At Blue Hour, it was beautiful last year. So all sorts of stuff we can do at the winter conference. It's February 18th and 19th. We got a lot of big names coming in. We got a lot of our local favorite photographers teaching as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. So look for more information on the winter conference coming in the next couple of weeks. Then, of course, we're going to be doing the Out of Chicago Summer Conference. And this year it's June 23rd through the 25th. So that's a Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Right now we have lined up David Duschman. He will be doing the keynote speech on Friday night, and then we're going all day Saturday, all day Sunday. There will also be classes, pre-conference workshops available on Thursday and on Friday before we get to the keynote. So all sorts of stuff going on for the summer conference. We've got some new things planned. I'll tell you about those in the next few weeks as well. But put that on your calendar. You don't want to miss the summer conference. It's a fourth annual. We're concentrating on city photography. We do street photography, architectural photography, but we're doing portraits in the streets as well. So this is the one where you come, you learn in the classroom, and then we send you out on the streets with the instructors and do all sorts of stuff. So you're going to love the summer conference. If you've never been, you want to do that. Actually, you can sign up for the summer conference now. We're already getting filled up for that. If you go to the site, if you go to outofchicago.com/events, you'll see everything we have available. You can sign up now for the early bird price. It's $2.99. That includes all Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And that'll include free photo walks, and that will include all classes. There will be some photo walks which are additional. You know, we like to keep them small. We like to have small photo walks, but that means that, you know, to pay these instructors to come and, you know, teach just 8 or 9 people, we charge extra for some of the premium photo walks. But the other thing, and this is really what I want to talk about today, is in October, so just under a year from now, October 1st through the 5th, 2017, we are headed to Acadia National Park in Maine. It's the first event that we've tried to do at a national park. We're already over a third full on it, and people are super excited about it. And actually, the person who's more excited than anyone is me. So I'm super excited to go to Acadia National Park. We went there last year. Michelle Kuhn and Belmont and I, we all went and scouted. We hit all the great locations. We used Colleen Minnick-Sperry's book, Photographing Acadia National Park, as our guide. And it's phenomenal. It takes you to all the best places. I think she has her 50 favorite locations in there. And it's a great book. It gives you everything you want to know, tells you how to shoot everything, you know, gives you tips along the way, not how to shoot it, but gives you tips for capturing that unique image. And like I said, it's 50 different locations, and that's kind of what makes Acadia National Park so special and made it the reason that we wanted to pick that for our first landscape photography event. And that is that the locations are so diverse. You could be out shooting on the rocky shorelines and shooting the sunrise. Then you could be off to some amazing gardens. There's like the Azalea Garden, and they have three or four different gardens there that you can shoot. There's also these amazing paths where you go down the boardwalk and you're going through these forests. That's great. But of course, there's the mountains. There's Cadillac Mountain. You go to the top of it and shoot the sun setting over it, and you look over all of Bar Harbor. I mean, whether it's the macro stuff that you're doing in these gardens, or you're out on the shores, these rocky shores, or you're up on the mountains, or I didn't even say like the streams and the waterfalls and all of the lakes and ponds, all of that, there's so many different things to shoot there. And that's why we're going to do this. The plan is to, well, the event takes place at the Atlantic Oceanside Hotel and Event Center. It's right in Bar Harbor. So right in Bar Harbor, Maine, it's right outside the entrance to the park. And from the conference center, you can get to pretty much of those 50 locations, you can get to like 40 of them within like 10, 15 minutes. So our plan is to send groups out, small groups, like 10 people is going to be the maximum in our groups. An instructor will take you out to a certain location. We'll have lots of groups doing it, so we keep those groups small. They'll take you out for sunrise, and then you come back. We'll eat breakfast. We'll do a group session. We'll hear from some of our instructors. Then we'll break into smaller breakout sessions, and then in the afternoon, you can choose between going back on more excursions, or we'll have more classes offered. And we're also going to do something I think you're really going to like, where we, I don't know what we're going to call it exactly, but it's like a critique session slash one-on-one help slash, I don't know, but basically what's going to happen is we're going to have a couple of instructors assigned to a couple of rooms, and you'll go to these rooms, and you can set up, you've got a couple hours to do it, bring a laptop or a tablet, and you'll get a chance to say, well, I learned, let's say, luminosity masking from Nick Page, and we learned that in the class. And then I went out and shot, and I tried to get some different exposures to blend them together. Well, then maybe you try blending them together. Well, at this critique session, critique, post-processing, one-on-one help, whatever you want to call it, you'll have a chance that when he signed up for his time to be there, you go there, and he will help you. He'll sit down and say, oh yeah, you need to do this and this and this. And then you try it and he'll move on to someone else, but then he'll come back and check in on you. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You'll have a lot of chance to really ask your questions and get that help from the instructors one-on-one. So that should be a lot of fun. I say one-on-one, I mean, we'll have like 10, 15 people in there and the instructors will come around and help you, but they're going to help you each one-on-one. It's not like they're doing a presentation. So let's talk about some of the instructors we have lined up already. I mentioned Nick Page. You know Nick from the Improved Photography podcast. He does does the podcast Tripod. It's their landscape photography podcast. He's out west. He's awesome. He actually came in last year for our portrait conference and did a phenomenal job. He's one of those guys that, you know, he's got great images, but really it's that he's such a good instructor. So Nick Page is going to be great. He's going to be teaching luminosity masks. That's some high-end Photoshop stuff. If you're into that, he's going to help you to really nail the luminosity mask. So he's going to show you how to do it in this class. He's going to take people out to shoot, and then he's going to bring them back and help you in those other sessions. So you put that all together, it's kind of the full package. In the summer conference, we offer a lot to learn and a lot to go shoot, but it's kind of like the, you know, drinking from the fire hose theory, where there's so much stuff that you can choose from and you learn so much. But at Acadia, we want to take it a little bit slower, and we want to really make sure that you master three or four fundamental or just brand new techniques that maybe you hadn't tried before. So we're going to give you the opportunity to learn them new, then go out and try them with the instructors, and then come back and actually look at your images and go over them, get some critique and get some help to actually get you on the right track. So Nick Page is one. We'll have one of our favorites, Brian Peterson. You know Brian Peterson, the author of Understanding Exposure, Understanding Composition, Understanding Close-Up Photography. He understands it all, apparently. So we love Brian, and he's been at our summer conference the last couple of years. He was with us in New York, and he's going to be also with us in Acadia. He's been there before. He's got amazing photos, and he's going to be taking people out on excursions, just like all the instructors. He'll be teaching classes. He'll be taking people out on excursions, and he'll be helping in these critique sessions. And the third person we have lined up right now is Colleen Minnick-Sperry. We mentioned her book earlier, Photographing Acadia National Park. So she knows the park pretty much better than anyone. She was a three-time artist in residence at the park during three different seasons. She came in the summer one time, in the fall another time, and came in the winter the third time. So she kind of knows the park as well as any other photographer, and she's going to be taking people out. Same thing. Classes. She's actually going to do our opening presentation, the opening keynote, when we get there that first night. And she's going to take people out to shoot, and she will be doing these critique sessions. So right now we have three instructors, but I've been reaching out to a whole bunch of my photography friends, the landscape photographers out there, and we're going to look for a total of like 12, 13, 14 instructors. The idea here, we're limiting the whole thing. Typically, our summer conference has 300-400 people in it. We're going to limit it to 100 people. We want this to be an intimate experience for people. And so we're looking for about 12 instructors with 100 attendees so that we can keep all of our groups that go out under 10 people. 10 people would be the max in any group that went out at once. So let's go through the schedule. It's October 1st through the 5th. Day one, it's actually a Sunday, and we arrive. We're going to start with that talk from Colleen. She's going to talk about her favorite places to shoot, but it's going to be more than that. She's going to be giving tips, to be inspirational, things to be thinking about as you're out shooting throughout the week. So we open with Colleen. We're going to do a reception, and then we're going to do dinner. So we got a big night planned for the first night there. It'll be a meet and greet. All the instructors will be there. You'll get to hang out with them, ask them questions. If you're going out on excursions with them later, you'll know that because you'll have signed up ahead of time. If you're going out with them, you'll say, hey, do you think I should bring this lens? Should I bring these filters? Whatever. They'll answer all your questions. That's a really good time to do it. We'll have lots of time, though, to hang out with the instructors, to see them. That's the point of this. It's not like a big, huge conference where there's thousands of people. It's 100 people, 10, 12 instructors, and you'll get a chance to talk with them throughout each of the days. So day two, and actually day two, three, and four, these are our full days of shooting. For all 3 days, the schedule is basically the same. We're going to have groups meeting in the parking lot, going out to shoot. We're going to carpool out to our locations. They're going to go out and shoot sunrise. So that's like from 5:30 in the morning. Yeah, it's kind of early in the morning. Until 8 o'clock, we're going to go out and shoot sunrise. I don't know why I'm apologizing for that. And if you're a landscape photographer, you're used to it. So get up early, go shoot the sunrise, come back, eat breakfast together, and then we're going to go out. We're going to have our classes in the morning, like I said, and we'll have the critiques in the afternoon. We'll have another session to go shoot in the afternoon, and then we're going to have another session after that shooting into the evening. There's also going to be time to visit our vendors. We're going to have all the companies that we have at the summer conference. We're going to have companies doing the same thing. So whether it is Sigma, Tamron, Fuji, Canon, Panasonic, Olympus, I'm missing a bunch, but these companies are going to be there, and they're going to have equipment for you, whether it is cameras or lenses or whatever it is, to try out. Take it out for the day. Try it. See how you like it. And you know we're going to have our buddy Gary Farber from Hunts. They're going to be there as well. So you'd be like, oh yeah, I think I do like that new ultra wide lens. That's awesome. He'll have them for sale. get them right there. So we got it all set up for you. You know they're going to have show specials as well, but the best part is that you just get to try the things right there and see if you like it or not. So that's tons of fun. And so you're going to have kind of a packed day. You'll have a chance for, this was important to me when I was planning, maybe a little bit of a nap in the afternoon, but for the most part, it is a packed day and you're going to be out shooting and learning and critiquing and all of that with your favorite landscape photographers. So that's the plan for those 3 days. We're going to get your lunch. Breakfast is included in your hotel. So the only meal you would need to get is your dinner. And the best part about that is that we are right in Bar Harbor. You can go right down downtown Bar Harbor. There's the restaurants, the bars, lobster boils, everything. It's a great place to go. A lot of national parks are kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and maybe they've got a lodge, and maybe there's a couple of off the beaten path restaurants. But no, like people come all the way to Bar Harbor just for the restaurants, and that's right where we're at. So that's going to be a ton of fun. That last day, day 5, October 5th, is our departure day. We're going to go out and shoot one last time. We'll come back. We're going to get breakfast all together, and then we're going to do our closing session before we say goodbye. But and as you can tell, this whole thing, it's all about the experience. It's not just learning. It's not just bopping around. You're going to make so many new friends. They're going to be the instructors, our Out of Chicago staff. We're going to be hanging out with you the whole time, and you're going to be meeting all these other landscape photographers. So it's going to be a really special experience, and I hope that you can join us. We're actually running a special because we kind of got to get this figured out, make sure people are going to sign up for this so we can really put it into gear. If we don't get enough people to sign up, then we're not going to be able to follow through with it. So if you're interested, if you think you might want to do this, we're like, how are we going to get people to sign up now? It's almost a year in advance. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take that price, which... you know, it's going to be like $1,249 most of the rest of the year, $1,249, but we're going to bring it under $1,000. I sound like an infomercial. And it's $995. It's a super early bird price. If you sign up before this Saturday, if you're hearing this next week, you know I'm a nice guy. Maybe if you email me, I might still give it to you. I don't know. My email is chris@outofchicago.com. But the super early bird special ends on November 5th at midnight. That's this Saturday. And you save like $300 some. So it's only $995 for the entire event. If you're going to sign up, you need to put down a $500 deposit. You can do that now. That same place I talked about before, outofchicago.com/events. If you go there, you'll see the link. You can sign up and you're in and you saved your spot. And we know that you're coming. So now we can, once we get enough people, it's like, yes, we're going through with this for sure. So what do you get for signing up now besides saving the money? You get a couple other things. Well, if you sign up now, you're going to be one of the very first to choose your classes, just like we do at the summer conference. When we open up the registration, we only send out the invites to the people that signed up right away. So if you know that you want to go on that excursion with Brian Peterson, you know that you want to be in the class with Nick Page, then you'll get the chance to sign up before anybody else. So sign up now and you'll be in that list to sign up for classes first. Also, we're going to do a special night photography class. I haven't even talked about this. I told you we're shooting sunrise and in the afternoon and at sunset, but we're also going to go out and shoot at night. We're going to do night photography there, so shooting the stars. And if you've never shot at night, this is a great chance to do it. Nick Page is, he's really known for his night photography, and we've got other photographers lined up that are going to come in and be doing it as well. Well, if you sign up for the Super Early Bird class, the Super Early Bird special, we're going to offer a free class. We're going to do a class online. We'll invite you into our conference call. We're going to do a video chat basically online, and we'll bring in our instructors. They'll be teaching night photography. You'll get to ask questions, but then what you can do is you can kind of practice it over the next, several months until you come to Acadia with us. Then you'll have it down. And then what we're going to do is for anyone that signs up by this Saturday, we're going to have a special class. You'll be the only ones in it in Acadia. We'll probably head to either Cadillac Mountain, or maybe we'll go out to Jordan Pond. When we were there scouting, we went to Jordan Pond. We got some amazing photos of the stars over, it's called the Bubbles, the mountains that are there. I don't know if they're really mountains or like really big hills, but we got some great shots. We'll take you guys out to that. It'll be a special class just for the people that signed up early, and we'll do that at the thing, and there will also be an online event in the next couple of months here where we'll get everyone together. So you'll be the first to choose classes. You'll save like $300. You'll get the night photography class, and we'll get an excursion that no one else will be invited to at Acadia. So that's what we're looking at. All sorts of different things to shoot there. If you'd like to bring, your friend or your spouse, and they're not a photographer, they're welcome to come. If you want to bring them and just bring them, not sign up for the conference, it's fine. They're welcome to come to our big group sessions. They are welcome. We'll have a meal pass where they could sign up for just the meals. And if they want to come like on the excursion, that's going to be a tough one. We want to keep it to like 10 people. So there may be one or two that we could get them into. But for the most part, I think if they're going to come on the excursions, we're going to ask that they sign up as a photographer. But for a place, for someone that's not a photographer, Acadia is beautiful. Like I said, Bar Harbor is right there. The shops, the restaurants, the bars, everything there. It is a great place to go if you're not into photography. But of course, it's amazing if you are a photographer. So what is included in this price that we talked about, the $9.95? You get all of the classes. This is the difference. I talked about this earlier with the summer conference, that we have some like special, like the premium photo walks where it's just a few people and the instructor, and that's more money. There is nothing at Acadia which will cost you extra money. There's nothing at all. So when you sign up for that price, you're getting all of the classes. You get any excursion you want to go on. Of course, you've got to be signed up for it. So sign up now so you can be the first to get in there. You get to go to the critiques. We'll do the opening reception. We're going to do a lobster bake. We're going to get all of your lunches and that breakfast on the last day. So we're going to get a ton of stuff that'll get covered in that price. You just need to get your hotel room and you need to get yourself there, and then we'll do everything else. We'll make sure you get to these amazing locations, and we'll make sure you're learning new stuff and just having a ton of fun. So I hope you join us. Go to outofchicago.com/Acadia, A-C-A-D-I-A. And by the way, people keep saying Arcadia. It's not Arcadia. It's just A-C-A-D-I-A, Acadia. Or maybe they just have like a New England accent or something. I don't know, but it's Acadia. So I hope you join us. It's going to be great. I'll be announcing the other instructors in the next week or so. And if you're not signed up for our email list, well, if you are, you're seeing the emails go now. If you're not, go sign up at outofchicago.com. You'll see where you can sign up. And then you won't miss any of our future deals that we may have for any of these events. So I hope you join us. Hope you come to the winter conference. Hope you come to the summer conference. We're having a ton of fun. We're getting more and more great instructors, and we're just getting better and better at running these events and making them more efficient and making it so that you can get the most out of them. So I hope you join us, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening about all the details for our Acadia event. See you next time. We'll be right back.